This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Finally, a celebrity endorsement I'm actually excited about.
Calm down.
Well, there's a famous celebrity who's got a new lip care line.
It's kind of the same thing because it's her, it's like attached to her beauty line, Fenty Beauty.
Yeah, okay, but
Rihanna is starting a lingerie line.
Yeah, damn right.
All of them have already like been made. There were people lining up to wait to get in.
Yeah.
And I do truly want to support this because Rihanna knows what's sexy.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be your average underwear.
No, they'll be like
crazy stuff.
Stuff that you can like ball and gag people with, and nipple tassels and like flaming things, and yeah, she nasty.
It'll be good.
You're damn right.
Calm down.
What?
Your nipples are protruding through your sweater.
I guess I better get some Rihanna nipple tassels for that. No, but legit, it's just so exciting to actually be pumped up about going and checking out the ads. So I've just never cared about like, Kylie's got a new flavor.
Flavor?
Of like lip something. Who cares?
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Today's words of wisdom, some good ones for Mother's Day. From at Underchild on Twitter. Never ask a woman who is eating ice cream straight from the carton how she's doing.
This is Rider in the Morning with Lisa Evans.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
WestJet Airlines pilots have voted 91% in favor of strike action. So just be aware of that. Look at the news. Watch what's going on before you're booking flights or before you're heading to the airport for an already booked flight. This looks like it's going to shake down.
Just reading now about Ticketmaster and how they want to get rid of the paper tickets and instead do facial recognition. How is that going to work?
Here's what I don't understand about that is my facial hair is never the same. I shave it to the wood and then I let it grow out until it gets like itchy. So like 3 weeks or something, and then I just shave it again.
Same.
What? Okay. Anyway, so I think it's going to screw with the facial recognition.
No, I don't think so.
Like, what if you get one of your huge pimples? Like, would that screw with it?
Thanks.
What? Also trending this hour, Mike Myers is thinking he'd like to do a new Austin Powers movie from Dr. Evil's perspective.
It's about time, Mike.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've been waiting for you.
Dang. And trending this hour, well, we have a concert announcement.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Okay, let's both say it at the same time because I want to be included.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Sean Hook.
And Neon
Dreams.
Dreams.
November 7th at the Horowitz Theater. We've got tickets to give away to that, right? And then Jake Ryan has tickets all next week as well.
Well, next week he's going to have tickets Monday to Wednesday, but you can also win them through Friends with Benefits. And if you don't know what that is, then clearly you don't care about us.
Yeah, rude.
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
All right, what are you terrible at? 780-107 on the text line. We want you to tell us what you're terrible at, too.
Be honest.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm a terrible loser.
Yes, you are.
I just hate it so much.
And for me, it kind of makes me mad because I'm the least competitive person I've ever met.
Yeah.
So when you get really fired up over dumb stuff, like with Throwback Throwdown, when my song beats you, you like won't talk or look at me.
I just have to like have a moment.
Why,
though? To try to compose myself. I don't know.
What made you this way? Were you the last person picked on sports teams?
Okay,
like,
never.
Calm down. I'm just asking.
I don't know where it came from.
It sometimes is funny to me. Like, I'll laugh about it, but then there's other times where I'm like, wow, guy's a loser.
But then other times you're like, damn, I'm glad I got a guy like that on my team.
What?
Who grinds.
Yeah, no, it's great. Especially in radio, it's a very competitive market.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a really good one. Let's move on.
Yours.
okay. Mine's not even that bad.
Lisa, that was the worst Kijiji bargaining I've ever seen. So we want to get a dog shock collar for the studio.
Shock collar. On the Impala.
Yeah, so we're going to start something next week with said shock collar. So you're going to want to tune in for that. You know what? We'll actually do it at exactly this time Monday morning.
Okay, if I can get this shock collar. So I just searched it on Kijiji and this guy's selling it for 40 bones.
Can you just read what your first line was?
I don't understand what the issue is. I wrote him and said, I'm extremely interested. What's wrong with that?
You never want to pretend or say that you're extremely interested. The guy's collecting dust on this thing. It's not going to sell. You waltz into the conversation with something like, still got that old dog shock collar thing?
Oh, that's what you have to say?
And then he'll be like, yeah, I do actually. I'd be like, cool. It says 40. Are you cool with me giving you $15? And he'll say, well, I was hoping to get at least 20 and go, boom, see you this afternoon. Instead, you go, I'm extremely interested in this, and then he knows you're willing to pay full price.
Well, I needed to make sure it was still available.
Yeah, but you just don't. That's
I want it.
Okay, so you spent some time traveling the world.
Yeah.
I've seen you. I've actually made fun of you before in Mexico with hey, how much for that hat? And the guy's like, 50 pesos. And you're like, I have 45. I'm like, start with 5 pesos.
Yeah, when I was in Thailand, they'd be like 40 baht, and I'd be like, okay, okay. I don't know how to do it. I feel bad for them. They need the money more than me.
See, this is why I never buy anything with my money, okay?
Why would I ever, can I have your money?
No, but I'm just saying, you're never allowed to even touch my wallet and go and pay for something.
I'm never going to touch your wallet anyway.
Fine.
Is there cash in there?
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Asking you what you're terrible at 780-107 on the text line. Excuse me. Shaylee is the same as you. She's not good at bargaining. She tried in South Africa and the lady got mad at her. She took the trinket out of her hand and walked away.
Jen texted in saying, I can't wink.
And this text is awesome from Dominique. She likes to throw the football around with her boyfriend, who's very fond of the sport, but she's broke her finger now. That's why he's doing it. open those hands up and then close with the palms if you want to catch the football. Don't catch with your fingers.
See, Dominique, you wouldn't ever want to play catch with Ryder because he's too competitive and he'd just get mad at you if you broke your finger. He would get mad at you if your finger was broken.
Yeah, who am I going to play with now?
Yeah, because Ryder is bad when it comes to competition.
No, I'm good at every competition. Thank you very much.
What are you bad at? Text us, 780-107.
This is
Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
Awesome. A lot of good text rolling in for things you're terrible at.
Sarah texted in saying, have you guys ever tried to do the floss? Coordination, man, I just have none. Okay, so I spoke at this event last night.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So it was called Girls in the Know,
mm-hmm.
and it was young girls between the ages of 7 and 12 that are with the Big Brothers Big Sisters an organization, and I went and spoke to them just about body positivity and girl power and all that kind of stuff. I was their inspirational speaker at the beginning.
The keynote, I believe, is what they called you.
The keynote speaker. And I was so nervous going in. I wrote up this whole essay thing and I didn't even use my notes. I just spoke from the heart. And
nice.
It felt so good. And they actually listened. I was so surprised by that.
That's an interesting age range. A 7-year-old is very different than a 12-year-old, especially. So good on you. Mm-hmm. Nice work.
And they love to do the floss.
All kids.
It's so funny.
You said while they're waiting for you, it's almost like a nervous tick for kids
now. I don't know what it is, but they just get so good at it and then they want to do it all the time. So all these kids come flooding up to me to talk to me. Love your show. Who's that guy that you talk to again? His name's Ryder, right? My mom loves him, all the while doing the floss.
What's up?
It's hilarious.
For those of you that, are maybe out of the know a bit or over 46 years old, we're not talking about kids actually coming up and flossing their teeth
it's
in front of you.
It's a dance move.
It's the dance move that got famous when Backpack Kid did it in Katy Perry's music video on SNL or performance on SNL. Mm-hmm. And you kind of bust your hip left and your one arm is in front of you and the other is behind you.
It's very hard.
And you side hump almost, and then you switch what side you're doing it on. I'm really good at it.
Okay, but right now we're talking about things you're bad at.
Okay, right. Chris hit us up and said, I can't boil an egg without losing half of it when I peel the gosh darn thing.
Yes.
Chris, look up shaking a boiled egg on YouTube or something. I think if you get a paper bag and you put a boiled egg in there and just like shake it, all the stuff will come off.
No.
There's some kind of like life hack when it comes to peeling boiled eggs that I've heard about before.
Jacob,
check that out.
Jacob texted in saying, I can't shuffle. Like cards? Yeah, cards.
Oh, I thought he meant the dance. I'm also good at that.
This text is one of my favorites. I'm bad at online things. I always make mistakes when I'm ordering or booking. One time I booked an escape room a month in advance when they first came out with six of my friends. When we showed up that night, it turned out I only booked for one spot and it was with five strangers.
This text to 780107 says, I'm bad at Tinder. Oh, no.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday on Ryder in the Morning.
This will not be the only pranking that's going on this morning, as we're going to prank both our moms and get their calls linked, and neither of them will have any idea what's going on. Also, Justin Timberlake tickets, if you're willing to screw with your mom, right?
Yes.
Mess with her brain.
It's worth it for those JT tickets.
Yeah. So that's all coming up on the show this morning. But right now, let's prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card. It's odd. They'll just always do it.
This is why. They're so busy, or they're not actually paying attention to what they're writing down until they read it back to you. And then you hang up so quickly that that's when they go,
what did I just write down?
That was definitely a prank.
I don't know about this one. Let's test her out. Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. And you?
Good.
Not bad. Hey, listen, I was just wondering if you could fill out a card for me now. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay. I'm sorry for yelling, damn, girl, killing it.
Yeah.
While your mom ate that hot dog.
Are you joking with me?
No.
Okay.
She didn't even chew.
You are joking with me.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Serious. Then that's everything. Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Sorry for yelling, damn girl, killing it. While your mom ate your hot dog, she didn't even chew. Now they're all laughing at me. And you're pulling my leg. Hello?
Hi. No, that's everything. Thank you.
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Gary.
Okay, Gary.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday. Good morning. Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
Thank you for checking out the show. So we both have sassy moms.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just don't have time for garbage.
Nonsense.
Yeah, they're busy women.
This is going to be nonsense. We're calling both of them and linking up the calls immediately and not saying anything. So they're both going to think the other person called them.
Keep in mind, they've never met.
Right.
Hello.
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 I can hear you. Can you not hear me?
Yes, I can.
Who's speaking, please?
Who is this calling?
I didn't call. You called me.
No, it just came on. We must have the wrong number because it says private call just came in on my phone.
Okay.
On my car.
Well, I didn't phone anybody. The phone just rang here.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
That was so good.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Yes, Heather.
Yeah.
We linked up my mom and Lisa's mom.
You're lucky I didn't get nasty with Lisa's mom.
You did get a little nasty.
No, but you know what? I would, too. I'd be so annoyed.
You, too. What are you up to today?
We're bored.
You're getting ready for Mother's Day, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
What a pair of losers.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107. It's Recommend Something.
On Ryder in the Morning.
Sure is. This is where we throw you some life hacks or new shows we've discovered that we want to share with you. What do you got for us today, Lise?
I'm really into documentaries, so if anyone ever has suggestions, please hit me up because I love it. Yesterday, I watched The Magic Pill, which is on Netflix. And listen, I'm not here to like tell you what to do, but I do enjoy myself looking at different types of opinions on diets and what's good for the heart and stuff.
Yeah.
So The Magic Pill is a group of doctors and scientists and chefs around the globe that are trying to combat different illnesses with dietary changes. They believe that fat should be embraced as fuel.
It's kind of the keto way of looking at food. Yeah,
correct. So it's like only eating things that originally when we were put on this earth, it was like grown from the ground.
So vegetables
or meat,
fruit and meat.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was really interesting because they did have people that they put on the keto diet. And there was a young girl that had autism. There was an older woman who had diabetes and was on multiple different types of pills and medication, which is really expensive.
And just incredible results.
Yeah, it was cool to watch it. And I mean, you don't have to believe in it.
What's it called again?
The Magic Pill.
All right, there we go. My recommend something is also about food as we look ahead at barbecue season. I have the best recipe for burgers. You take your beef, your ground beef. This is if you're making your own patties. And mix it with spicy Italian sausage. It's Johnsonville, and it's in every grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can only find it frozen. Still works. Just thaw it out first. But you mix that with the beef into your patties. It is incredible. So just think about that if you're firing up the barbecue this weekend.
I'm hungry.
Which everyone should be doing this weekend. Get that barbecue rumbling.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
All right, here it is. 10 mistakes dudes make on first dates.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. All right. Number one, not having a plan. Have a plan, fellas. Number two, saying, so why is a beautiful girl like you single? I can just see you in all of these situations as I read through them. Just like
exhaling loudly.
Yeah, and then making the guy feel incredibly dumb with your answer. Next up, admitting you're nervous. Number four, acting like you don't care. You're just like too cool for the date. Number five, playing with your phone. Put it away for the entire date.
I agree.
Unless you're like getting
showing
it out
something.
To show something. Right. Asking a question and then looking really uninterested as soon as the answer comes is number six. Saying,
is that a thing?
I guess so. Saying, tell me something about you that no one else knows. Like, the answer to that's gonna probably be no. Right?
Okay, so, like, what's your solid advice for a good date? Like, what's the one thing that you think is so important that a lot of people don't do properly?
If there's chemistry, just let it be. Like, enjoy your company.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I guess, my go-to. Next up, number eight, doing the midpoint date assessment. Like, hey, so how do you think this is going so far? Number nine and 10 are both pretty obvious. Number nine is bad-mouthing other dates that you've been on recently. You end up sounding like the office gossip queen a bit. And finally, talking about your ex or asking about
theirs. That's the number one turnoff. It's so bad.
It is. Hey, you've had a couple dates where they bring up the ex.
As soon as the ex is brought up, it's done. It's game over.
Because you know they're not over it. Right.
Exactly. Why are you talking about them?
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.